Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Monday morning. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're
checking in, baby.
Where's all our friends at this morning? Some of you are off, some of you are on the road, some of you are coming home from the gym. Thanks for starting the morning off with us. 585-252-9800. Breeze?
Yeah.
Let's get to some of our friends this morning weighing in.
Sure. We have Lindsay here. Lindsay says, amazing weekend. Good vibes all around. Although the weather wasn't great, I got a lot accomplished. So I'm here for it. Amazing. Love that for you, Lindsay. We also have Jenna weighing in. Jenna says, morning, Breezy. Morning, Moose.
What's up, Jenna?
Feeling good today because I have the day off and I am up and at it this morning. Good. Whatever it is that you're doing, do it 110%.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was the only day where the weather was kind of crap, but I don't know. I thought it was perfect. Friday was nice. Yesterday was beautiful. Saturday was just a nice fall day. It was a little rainy.
Right.
It's a good day drinking day.
Correct.
That's what took place.
And then we also have Hannah here as well. Hannah says, good morning. Feeling good today and ready to tackle the week head on. Have a great week, guys. You too, girly. You too.
You too, Hannah.
Yeah, I mean, busy weekend. Saturday, I didn't really want to go outside because of the weather, but I had to prevail, so I had things to do.
Sometimes that's what you got to do.
I know. It was fun, though. It was a good day, for sure.
So the Bills are playing tonight, which has got my vibes up. That's at 7:15, but I'll tell you all the details for that coming up in the news and all the things for Monday night football.
7:15?
Yeah.
Tonight. Oh, cool. I thought it was at 8. Thank God.
Normally, Monday Night Football is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But overall, it was a really awesome. It was a fun weekend. I'm not going to lie.
Good.
And that's probably why it went by so quick.
Yeah. I agree.
My parents have been under the weather for like 3 weeks. Like, okay.
Why?
Well, I guess,
it traveling?
I don't know. My dad's had this cough. My mom was like, and I stopped by there yesterday to say hi really quick.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, I need you guys to get better so we can start doing Sunday sauce again.
You're like, I haven't eaten on a Sunday in, I don't know, two months.
Guys, it's been a long time. I need you to get it together.
You need to figure it out. You
got
to do it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And your parents, they're traveling.
They're no longer with us in this country.
Oh.
I called them they called me on Saturday at like 9 at night, and I was like, wait a second. They're like, it's 3 a.m. We just woke up. And my mom's calling me, like, on the phone.
Oh, they're excited.
And they're on a cruise, so, like, I can't hear anything they're saying. And I'm like, you sound like you're, like, in a tunnel, buried within, and, like, you're trying to talk and have a normal conversation, and I can't hear anything. So then I had to download WhatsApp and do the whole rigmarole. But from what it seems like, it sounds like they're having a good time.
How can you not? I mean, they're on a cruise. They're traveling Europe. They're having the best time. They're eating all the food they want. That's all you do on a cruise. You just eat.
Yeah. So they don't come home till the 20th. So next Monday, they'll be home. But yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Love that for them.
13th of October already. And also, guys, just a heads up today, we have a pair of tickets that we're going to give you a chance to win those for the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester in Williamson. That's going on until the 26th. You still have time to get out there. Plus, a pair of tickets to the Auditorium Theater to go see Clue.
I know. I'm going to go see that next Tuesday. I'm very excited.
Yes, it's supposed to be a really good show. So, all the fall things. And we have your chance to win both of those. Coming up, I'll tell you all about the Bills game tonight, how that's looking, the time, the place, and all the things. I'm very excited for that game, but we'll talk more about that coming up next on the show. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
My sweet Dua Lipa on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Happy Monday. Happy Indigenous People Day. Let's talk about our bills for 1 minute. The game is at 7:15.
Not to be confused with the money that we pay.
Right. Yes. Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. 7:15 tonight, Monday Night Football. The Bills are heading out of town for the first time since week two against the Atlanta Falcons, who are currently 2-2. And hopefully after tonight, they'll be 2-3. But as we know, last week the Bills lost to the Patriots 23-20 because Breezy went to her first Sunday Night Football game and just... I don't know. It was bad luck. She brought bad luck.
No, it was literally a nightmare.
Did you see anybody, anyone jumping through tables while they're tailgating?
I didn't.
Nobody?
Our tailgate was like pretty tamed.
Which is very odd.
I know. We weren't in a parking lot that was like big. It was very small in comparison to the other parking lots that I've been in to tailgate.
Was it somebody's yard or just a small business?
I think it was like a bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Again, I had no idea where we were.
By the way, I would love this to be able to do this because I envy so many of those people who have yards and they charge $40 a car and they can fit 200 cars in there. That's it. They're set. You know what I'm saying? Well, you're making, how much money are you making?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyways, last week, yes, we saw that devastating loss to the Patriots, 23-20. But you know what? Onward and upward.
Onward and upward, indeed.
It was sad. It was disappointing. But it just goes to show you that any team can beat anyone on any given day. And it's always terrible when you lose by a field goal. But that's football for you.
Especially to Stephon Diggs.
That too.
These things happen?
The Falcons just had their bye week. So they're entering the game tonight against a very focused Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN tonight. So many people have trouble finding the game on Mondays. Just go to ESPN.
Yeah.
Channel 24 and basic cable. You'll find it.
People are like, I haven't had cable since the 90s.
I know. Well, it's a doubleheader tonight. You got Bills against Atlanta, and then Chicago Bears, our boss Mike Danger's team, goes up against Washington Commanders, but who cares about that?
I know, Mike.
But it's
who?
Just, it's hard to believe it's week six already.
And no, I know.
Also, it's my buddy's first Bills game tonight, and he's going to Atlanta. I'm like,
why?
Why is right? You're going to your first Bills game, and it's not even a home game? You're traveling to Atlanta? That's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pop off, I guess.
I said, so you're out there for work. You're going to catch the game? He goes, no. I was just going to go with my dad. Okay, you don't want to wait for them to just play 45 minutes away?
Do
but,
what you got to do, I guess.
Guys, it was Fashion Week last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Convention Center. And I got to tell you, man, it was my first time. I don't know how many of you guys went. It was a great show. They showcased local and international designers, boutiques on the runway, and it was really cool to watch. And I got to tell you guys, I'm just so proud of our girl Breeze.
No, your shit.
And she's so pleased, constantly patting herself on the back.
I mean, if you're not going to, who will? You know what I mean?
Right, right. We'll talk about it coming up next and what happened. and PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show, you guys. Good morning. I was on pins and needles Friday night trying to figure out what to wear to Fashion Week.
You looked fabulous.
It was a very fun event and my first time. I hope some of you got a chance to go, but it sounds like all three nights were a huge success. The whole event showcases local and international designers, boutiques on the runway. Shout out to our boy DJ Naps, who crushed it. Guys, yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah, and it was so fun, and it was such a great event, but you need to remember it all goes back to Center for Youth, which helps underprivileged teens right here in our area.
That's right.
Just, you know, get the comfort and the guidance that they need, whether they're in, you know, less than favorable situations, housing wise, family wise, support wise. So
yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, it was really, really awesome. And that's what Rochester is always all about, giving back. And also shout out to our girl, Natalie Ray, who owns Panache.
Mm-hmm.
I had a few friends come over to my place before the event.
Yeah.
We head over to the convention center. And the first person I see when we walk in is Breezy.
Duh. And
for whatever reason, she's dressed like Peter Pan.
No, fully.
And I loved it. By the way, do you get a say on what you actually wanted to wear? Or Natalie, the owner, is just like, you need to wear this?
Literally not at all. I was at my fitting for Fashion Week like 2 weeks ago, and she gives me a couple options, and then like she is ultimately like the decider. I mean, whatever, it's her boutique, so do what you need to do. But I had another outfit that was like more me that she was like, yeah, you're not wearing that. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But I wore it at the finale. I don't think you stayed for the finale, but
yeah, I was there.
Really?
Yeah, I saw when everybody walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
I was in this like whole like pink getup with a trench coat. It was a whole thing. But
I honestly did like your first outfit better.
You did?
Yeah. I don't know. It was just, it was different. It was loud, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So here's another thing about Fashion Week that's so funny. Like, obviously, you're only wearing these clothes for like literally 2 seconds up and down the runway. Like, there's nothing crazy about it. But like, I have such broad shoulders that like that jacket did not fit my shoulders the way it should have.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to like rip this very,
our boy Connor's like,
very expensive jacket.
Is Breezy wearing shoulder pads? I said, I don't think so.
No, fully.
Is she wearing shoulder pads under that trench coat?
It was insane. But no, like I love, it's like the ultimate like playing dress up. When you get older.
Yeah, no,
of course. That's basically what it is. And it was just, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It makes you feel like, if anyone, like if you've never been on the runway, which is probably the majority of you guys, I would highly encourage you to get involved in some way, shape, or form, because there is no better feeling and no better rush of adrenaline than stepping on that runway and being like, no, I'm the you know what. Like, I'm the bee's knees. Like,
I'm the bee's knees.
A confidence boost.
What's going on behind the scene? Like,
chaos.
Is it?
Absolute chaos. Screaming, yelling, running, jumping. Chaos.
Yeah, I was wondering because you have.
People are naked. Everyone's naked.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, they're stripping. They're changing. It's a quick change. It's insane. And there's no, like, tense or anything. Like, you're just, we're all just naked.
Right. That's what I hear.
Moose was like peeking behind the curtain.
So it's all co-ed too.
It's all co-ed. Yeah. I mean, there's not like a ton of guys, but yeah, I would say it's like 30% guys, 70% girls.
Yeah.
But then you also need to take into account like the guy designers and things like that, because yeah. I mean, like, I don't care, but if somebody is a little more modest than me, they probably care.
They probably do care. Also, PSA to the guy in the front row who's wearing a velvet suit indoors. You weren't in the show, sir, but I did admire your commitment on Friday night.
Shout out.
You absolutely crushed it, whoever you are.
Yeah.
But from what I heard, all three nights were packed. They just kept getting better.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to show up and just see how awesome of an event it was. And I was telling my buddy, I was like, do you know the last time I was in this room at the convention center? I think it was my senior ball.
No way.
Same exact room. I was like, I haven't been in here in a long time. So nostalgic. He's like, you're still thinking about high school, huh? I was like, yeah.
He's like, I literally peaked in high school, of course. You think you're going to walk next year?
You know, if I was invited to do it, I would probably do it.
Really?
Yeah, and it's nice to know, you know, where the money's going and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It is a really cool event. It's for, the money's like, going to a good place.
This is the biggest event that they throw when it comes to, like, volume-wise and designers, and it's a three-night event. But Meg Mundy, who founded Fashion Week, runs Fashion Week, is the brains behind the entire operation. She does a lot of like smaller trunk shows as well, and she establishes her models based on Fashion Week. So the person that I worked for, or excuse me, walked for at the end when I was wearing the long cape, his name is Audubio Jones, and he was flown in from London. He's a designer from London.
Love that.
And I don't know if you remember, it was back in January, I did like a smaller show at the Armory.
Yes.
That was just his show. And she put that on.
Oh, got it.
So there's smaller like shows that she does, trunk shows and things like that. But yeah, Fashion Week is like the bee's knees. So.
Yeah, I put on one of my best jackets.
You looked fire.
I don't own an iron.
Fire.
So I had to, right before I was getting ready, I was very stressed out. I had to go and throw my jeans in the dryer for 20 minutes. By the way, this was the best part of the night, okay? We go to the bar just to get something to drink, and the dude's like, oh, you guys are going to walk past me? You're going to walk past me, Moose? I go, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, hey, it's Eddie. I'm like, Eddie, what's up, man? I have no idea who this guy is. So he pours us drinks. I go back to the table. I go, who's Eddie? Guy's like, I have no idea who that guy is. Then our buddy comes back to the table. He goes, how do we know Eddie? I said, I have no idea. Then we go back to get another drink, and our friend Kat comes over, and she's like, who's this Eddie guy? How do we know Eddie? We're like, nobody knows. Nobody knows, but he knows all of us, and he's best friends with every one of us. I'm like, who is Eddie? We couldn't figure out the entire night. He kept serving us drinks. Who the hell this guy was, but...
Wait, he owns the bartending company?
Don't know.
I think he was a bachelor.
I don't think so.
No, he was, because I remember I was at an event and he literally owns a like mobile bartending company. And he was like, oh, I loved like coming in and talking about the Bachelor with you guys.
Everybody kept coming back to our table like, how do we know Eddie? Like, we don't know. We can't piece it together. It's hilarious.
Dead.
Right, but yeah, congrats to the successful event.
I can't wait to find out the final number. I don't know when we'll find that out, but I'm sure sooner rather than later of how much money was raised to go back to the Center for Youth. Yeah. I mean, three nights.
I'm already thinking about my outfit for next year.
You have no say.
98.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I am so tired of making decisions for my son who is 22 years old. Could use some advice from people who also have older kids living at home. That came in from Lori, who's had it off. Can you blame her?
No.
Here's the message.
Can't.
Let me go through. I'm going to read this to you. Let us know what you guys think. 585-252-9800. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My 22-year-old son stays with us. He takes one class for online college. And then the rest of the day, just play games, watches YouTube. We moved into a 4-bedroom house so that our 15-year-old daughter could have her own space and bathroom. If our son didn't live with us, I would have gotten a 2-bedroom apartment. We are looking into downsizing to save money, but every decision has to be, we have to make sure that our son has a room and our daughter has her own bathroom because she doesn't want to share a bathroom with her brother, who leaves the toilet seat up and pees on the seat, which I get. The place we looked at did not have a 3-bed, but they did have a 2-bed, but we can't take it because of my son not having a room. And I'm trying not to get bitter, but I am getting irritated because my son doesn't work at all. And my husband feels like since he's in online school, that's enough. One class. My livelihood and decisions right now are being based on my adult child, and it's bothering me. Any advice on what to say to my husband? Because I am really at a point right now where I am looking to find a 2-bed for me and my daughter. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Buying a bigger house instead of teaching your son not to pee on the toilet seat and clean up after himself is absolutely wild.
No, that's diabolical.
Needless to say, Lori has had enough of her 22-year-old son who does nothing but watch YouTube and pee on the toilet seat. And I want to hear from anyone this morning who thinks this mom, Lori, might be enabling her son. And be honest, what would you do in this situation?
Definitely enabling her son.
Right?
Sure. And like her being like, I'm just going to move out. Like, what? I fear that's not going to solve the problem.
No, probably not.
I fear.
Obviously, the dad's not helping out much. Well, you know, he's in school, sweetie. He does 45 minutes a day. An online class.
Literally.
Taking what?
What? He's like doing photography. I just don't understand. I get being so past a breaking point that you're like, you know.
So you're going to leave, you're going to move out of your house where you currently live with your daughter, your husband, and son. But yeah. Now you're thinking about getting a 2-bed with just you and your daughter?
Like,
sounds like a lot of stability
and then
in the
leaving
house.
Your husband?
Right.
Please.
What
the, please.
And these are her words.
I have a friend whose mom is literally a saint of a woman.
And
she lives at home with her 3 adult children.
Okay.
And her one adult child has a daughter. Oh, she's like, I'm out of here.
That's a lot. It's she's a like, lot.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get my own place. They're like, but what about the taxes?
What about them? Pay them. Jess says, your daughter needs her own bathroom because your adult 22-year-old is too lazy to use the toilet properly? That's a disgrace. He needs to get a job. Stop it. Stop enabling him. Yeah, there's one. There's one that came in from
a Jess. A job, therapy, literally anything, truly.
Andrew says, honestly, some of these parents are too quick to kick kids out. Rent's insane right now. He's taking one online class. Just make him get a part-time job and change the Wi-Fi.
Right.
Pretty simple, if you ask me.
He'll learn quickly. He'll learn quickly what he can and cannot do. I mean, I get it's frustrating, but what she's kind of saying right now is she's not going to put her foot down. And she's just going to, like, succumb to whatever it is that he's doing. And it's just like, no.
I get, like, he is 22. How old were you when you first moved out of the house?
I think I was 23, maybe 20. Yeah. No, I was definitely 23.
Yeah, I was 24.
Yeah.
And, you know, my parents sat down with me. They're like, all right, let's go through a budget here. Can you afford to do this? How much is rent going to cost if you move in on Park Ave?
Back then it was like $500.
You split it with your boy, Dave. I was like, well, splitting it evenly, so my half is going to be $310.
$310.
They're like, okay, can you afford it?
You're like, well, I work at the radio station, but I'm actually paying them to be there, so probably not.
Pretty much. I was like, all right, I'm barely hanging out of here, but I think I might be able to swing it.
$310 is crazy. That's not even what I pay for my car.
Yeah. So we split it and had this beautiful downstairs apartment, gorgeous backyard, walking distance to Giants.
He's like, I had a full house.
Oh, it was incredible, you guys.
Wow.
Let's go over to Alicia, who says, I don't blame her at all. If my 22-year-old was freeloading and my husband was defending it, yes, I would move out too. Let the boys live together and see how fun it is when there's no one cleaning up after them.
Period. Honestly, the house would go to the dogs, go to the birds.
Oh, God.
It would.
Not all men are just absolute.
I'm just speaking off my own personal experience. Every time my mom goes out of town, that house looks like a bomb went off in it.
Because your dad. and your brother.
They just don't care. I'm like, oh my God, do we need like a dirty rag on the counter for 4 days? I guess so.
Yeah, it adds to the aesthetics. If you guys are just tuning in for Parental Confidential, I don't know. I think Lori is just, it sounds like she's frustrated. I don't know if she's a woman of her word, but she's threatening on moving out because her 22-year-old son is ruining her life.
I would kick him out.
You had to spend an extra $200,000 on a bigger home because your daughter needs her own bathroom.
I would kick him out. Just get one of those.
What?
Or, like, I don't know the circumference of your home or, you know, whereabouts, but build like a loft in the backyard and either send him out or if you're going to do all of that, you might as well just save a little, cut some corners here and there, you know?
Dad has connections to a couple of the Amish. They'll build something really nice for you back there. You know what I mean? Your husband's not
doing... A tiny house, if you will.
Guys, good morning. Your husband is this Lori woman. Her husband's not doing him any favors by coddling him. He's not going to change unless you put your foot down. He's riding high on the gravy train. Yes, choo-choo, all aboard. Hey, good morning, guys. The best thing my mom did for me when I was that age was throw me out of the house. I lived in my car for a couple weeks. Then I found a job, got an apartment with some of my closest friends, got myself on my own 2 feet. 20 years later, I'm a homeowner with a great job. Too many parents today are soft. Kick him out of the house. Yeah, listen, at the end of the day, there are single moms out there who are 22, who are going to school part-time, working and being a full-time parent.
Right.
Pretty sure your son, Lori, is capable of juggling more than one online class.
Right.
So
he takes one class at a time. He graduates when he's like 50. Like, okay.
That was pretty much the route that I was on.
Yeah, that's something.
My dad's like, I thought MCC was a 2-year school. I was like, it is. But
he's like, oh, so you got 2 degrees? You're like, nope, just one.
Just one. Just taking my time on this one.
Yeah.
Lori, I don't know if you should be moving out of the house, but maybe having a very serious conversation with not just your son, but your husband, too, who's also enabling him.
This person says, charge him rent.
Charge him rent. Change the Wi-Fi password. He can only use it when he's taking his online class for 40 minutes a day.
Pay to live at home, or he's on his own.
He's got plenty of time for a part-time job. He's not working at 22.
Yeah, that's diabolical.
Come on.
That's diabolical indeed.
What was I doing at 22? Oh, yeah, I was here.
Paying them to be here. Yes. I feel like we're going to give you a beautiful salary of $15,000 a year.
It's like, okay. Oh, that's a great starting salary. Thank you, guys. I got a lot of work to do.
Like, I can't even put gas in my car.
I really got to work my way up the ladder. Thank you, guys, for the messages this morning on this one. Lori, I think you know what to do. You got to get your own place.
No, you don't. Charge him rent or kick him out. That's the end of it.
There you go. Let me get my gavel.
See the receipts.
That's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy will be right back.
Construction is underway at Rochester's Strong National Museum of Play. Not to be confused with Construction.
That's
right. The 16th annual Construction is Rochester's Design to Build competition. And it began on Saturday at the Strong National Museum of Play. It's bringing together different parts of creativity and community, all for an extremely charitable cause. So 13 local teams design and construct giant sculptures that are made entirely out of canned foods. So it's all inspired by this year's theme, Cosmic Conquest, Rise of the Cans. Like I said, 13 local teams design and construct these giant sculptures, and it's really cool what they make out of this. They've been doing this whole shebang since 2006, and this event has generated more than 370,000 pounds of donated food, averaging at about 35,000 cans in recent years. So not only do they play with these cans, they also get donated at the end as well. They're estimating about 40,000 cans just this year alone to be donated back to people in need. The sculptures will be on display at Strong through October 25th, where visitors can go and vote for the People's Choice Awards.
Let's go check it out and then get ourselves some nice chicken noodle.
Okay, but like, when is the play night? What's it called?
The happiest of hours.
Happiest hour.
Or something like that.
The happiest hour of strong.
They usually do it twice a year. It's usually, last time you and I went together was December.
Yeah.
Right before Christmas break. Yeah. But going back to these cans, I saw the pictures of them putting it together. It is impressive, but you got to have a lot of patience for that. It's like people who build art with toothpicks. One wrong move.
Not for me. Not for me.
You got to have a lot of patience for that. But it is impressive. That's going to be at Strong Museum until when?
October 25th. You can go check it out.
There you have it.
Okay, I found it. Thursday, December 11th at 5:30.
And that is going to be on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
There you go. Coming up next, my buddy told me something over the weekend that I'm still trying to wrap my head around. Apparently, when he was a baby, he got baptized and it was not in a church. I got to get him on the phone with us. I want to hear if anyone else's family has done something totally untraditional like this. I'll share the full story coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Welcome to more.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show. I want to hear if anyone else's family has done something totally untraditional like this. Shoot us a message or a call, 585-252-9800. On Saturday, I'm hanging out with a couple of friends, and we're at Fairport Village Inn, and my buddy Connor is standing there and just casually looks over at me and he says, yeah, I was baptized in here. And I said, what? He goes, yeah, I was baptized in
here. Yeah, that tracks for him. I mean, that's where he spends all of his time.
I said, in the bar? I said, where? He goes, right there behind the bar. I was just a few months old. I said, you were a few months old and your parents brought you to Fairport Village Inn? Why?
Baptized in a bowl of Jenny.
I thought it was so interesting and out of left field, but, you know, and I hear another one of our friends says that her uncle was a pastor and he baptized her in a hot tub. I said, does that even count?
Yeah, what?
Don't you need to be baptized with holy water? Does that not matter?
I don't.
Like, does getting baptized with chlorine or a Guinness count? Because I've never heard of anything like that. But I want to get him on the phone with us. Cabernet Connors.
Mr. Moose, how are you and Breezy doing today?
Connor.
We're great, man.
Breezy slated on Friday night.
Oh, thanks, Con.
She did.
The link to my outfit if you want it.
We had a lot of fun at the fashion show. We also had a lot of fun on Saturday.
We did.
You guys are literally obsessed with each other. Like, get away from each other.
Well, you know, it's tough when two people connect and they have a lot in common, except the baptism thing. You know what I mean? Dude, can you break this down? This was so out of left field. You got baptized in Fairport Village Inn.
Yeah, absolutely. I did. It was, I was probably 3 or 4 months old. It was the middle of winter. My parents were waiting to baptize me in the summer officially in the church, so all the family could come in.
Okay.
And we're just out to dinner one night. They knew the bartender and he was catching up with them, asking how I was doing, just assumed I'd already been baptized. So he asked how the baptism was. And when my parents told him that I wasn't baptized yet, I think his jaw literally hit the floor.
Oh, he was upset.
As it has been described to me. And it was completely unacceptable. So I was in my carrier. I was in my carrier at the time. He's like, what do you mean he's not baptized? Get this kid up here. So they put me on the bar. And he asked what my full name is. So runs his thumb under Guinness, comes over and baptizes me, Connor Sean Michael McKenna, which is actually ironic because Guinness is the holy water of the Irish people. So I think that tracks a little more than the chlorine.
Are you Irish?
Only a little bit Irish, Breezy. Just a scotch. Just a pinch of Irish in me.
Just a
Connor. I mean, you don't get more Irish than Connor McKenna. You know what I mean? But they did use Guinness.
They did use Guinness. They baptized me with my full legal name. And it's actually funny because, say 4 or 5 months later, when I was actually baptized in the church, the actual pastor messed up my name. So at the Fairport Village Inn, I'm baptized as Connor Sean Michael McKenna. And in the eyes of the Catholic Church, I'm actually baptized as Sean or Con Michael McKenna.
That's
Sean or Con.
Which one do you prefer?
Not Shaka Khan.
Not Sean or Con. I think we'll go Con or Sean, not Sean or Con.
You prefer the one. By the way, was that normal? I mean, your parents were just, you're 3-4 months old. They're just bringing you to bars, hanging out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was a good baby from what they tell me. I was quiet. I was cute. So they just wanted to bring me out and get me socialized.
There's a woman by the name of Sue.
And he hasn't left ever since.
He's still there, man. I was wondering why you were so obsessed with that place, but now I get it.
There's a religious tie.
There's a religious tie.
Right, it's church for me. I have to go there every Sunday. It's just church for me.
It's church, yeah. That's awesome that they play the NFL at your church. Sue says...
Your parents truly set you up for a very, very intense drinking problem, but I'm glad you're persevering.
It's an intense spiritual journey I'm on.
So fully.
Hi, good morning, guys. I know Connor's parents. They just celebrated an anniversary. Great people.
They did, 48 years strong this year.
At Fairport Village Inn.
48 years.
Actually, yes, at the Fairport Village Inn. We went out for dinner.
Do you guys have stock in this restaurant? Like, what's happening?
Oh, that's great.
I did have their wings for my birthday. They were pretty good.
It's the best wings in Rochester.
All right, easy. They're not paying for this. Sue says my aunt got baptized at a backyard barbecue. They used a kiddie pool. So you just get baptized anywhere then.
Yeah, apparently we're playing fast and loose with the rules these days.
I don't even think you need a priest, clearly. Look at Connor.
No, all you need is a licensed bartender and you're good to go.
I guess so. I'm picturing like Lion King. That's what I'm picturing. Like he did the little thing over your forehead with the Guinness, lifted you up, sang a little 1-2, put you back in.
Holds me up over the bar so all the patrons
literally.
Can see me.
Oh, that is absolutely wild. I'm
Some
trying to.
Old guy's belly up at the bar. He's like, can you move that kid? I'm trying to watch the game.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
sure, the Yankees are on?
No, fully.
The rules are yes, technically, you can be baptized almost anywhere as long as it's done with the right intent, in the right words, in water. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So there was no water involved.
Guinness for the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lake, a backyard.
It was Irish water.
Yeah. It's the water of the Irish.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you can. It says here you can get baptized within a bar. Okay, well, you got baptized twice, and this checks out because your parents are the coolest people. But
yes, there, Kevin and Kathy are great.
Can you get baptized more than once? Because like, if that's the case, I mean, I was already baptized in a church, like a normal human. But like, I want to get baptized at Lumos. Get me in that cold plunge.
I would love to get baptized at Lumos.
Get me in that cold plunge. You know what I mean.
Well, I mean, I got baptized twice with two different names, so I think if you just go with a different name the second time,
you're
good to go.
I just changed my name. Yeah, that's perfect.
Well, Connor, listen, great weekend, man. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you for this year's 16th annual Bachelor Auction.
What is that? Should we tell everyone?
It's going to be here before you know it. It is March 21st, I believe, that weekend. I don't know the exact date, but the weekend after St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's great.
Looks like I have to change my bachelorette party.
All right, Connor, we'll talk soon, buddy. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too, man.
I'm definitely going to go get baptized in a cold plunge as Breezy on Air. I mean, whatever. Who cares? It's a different alias.
Yeah, according to the rules, you can do it. And then after that, you have to sit in the infrared sauna for 30 minutes.
Perfect. Let it bake. Let it marinate.
98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth.
My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
All right, let's pop off on this day, shall we? What is it? Monday, 13th of October, Indigenous People Day. Some of you are still in bed. Good for you.
Crushing it.
Must be nice. 585-252-9800. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Let's clear the air. Got something you need to get off your chest after this long weekend? Let us know what it is. Breeze, who's here?
We have a couple people here weighing in, ready to go. Caroline's here.
Caroline, she said, fire away.
I think that chocolate chip pancakes are just big cookies that are fluffier. There, I said it. Who wouldn't want to eat a chocolate chip cookie for breakfast?
With a little sausage link rolled up in the center.
Oh, I love a sausage link or nine.
Dipped in all-natural peanut butter with syrup.
Okay, you that's where you lost me.
You got to see.
Ew, natural syrup makes me want to literally punch air.
Peanut butter or syrup?
Syrup, like from a tree. Oh.
Talking about that's what it is, Breeze.
Like tapped. I know, but like the processed one is like filled with sugar and other additives. Like the one just straight from the tree, not for me.
So good.
Not for me.
Some of the things that I've been creating in my kitchen, one would think I'm pregnant. It's odd. What? The other day I made waffles, put peanut butter on it, put a bunch of bacon bits on it, poured syrup on it.
It's giving Betty the Elf.
I know. Let's go over to our friend Bill. Bill says, if your family always says we don't talk about that stuff when you bring up anything real, then yeah, that's why everyone drinks at every family event. There,
that's
I said it.
That's so true.
Don't be like my family. Have a great day, guys. You must love the holidays.
That's fun.
Crystal says, student loan forgiveness is such a slap in the face to people who paid theirs off. There, I said it.
That's also very true. Yeah,
these are good ones, guys.
This person says, Star Wars should be allowed to die. Some franchises aren't meant to live forever. There, I said it.
It's true.
I feel as if it's such a slap in the face to people when production companies just remake the same thing, because it's like,
it's a business.
You have no more ideas.
It's a business, and they know it's guaranteed money.
I know.
So that's what they're doing.
It's a safe bet.
That's what they're doing.
You're selling out, basically, is what you're doing.
You think they're going to bring back the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids franchise? Rick Moranis is coming out of a 27-year retirement.
I'm going to the movies tonight to see Roof Man. Heard of it?
Oh, that's with
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I hear it's a true story.
I know.
Yeah, that's going to be a good movie.
Not him living in a Toys R Us.
Oh, that's
Rip.
Was it a Toys R Us or a Walmart?
I mean, in the movie, it's Toys R Us. I don't know if it was altered for the film, but
it's a great story.
Truly.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I will never understand people whose partner goes to prison for 20 years and they choose to stay with them. You're single, just accept it. There, I said it. I mean,
love after lockup, baby.
Love after lockup. You want to talk about loyalty. What was that show about?
So basically, their partner either went to prison or they found a partner in prison. So like pen pal type of situation. And then they met for the first time.
Oh, they meet in the show.
After they get out. I mean, they filmed one in Rochester and like...
Really?
That was crazy. Like, it's literally all I watched during COVID. I remember having COVID, literally dying. I was on the phone with, like, the CDC, and I was like, am I gonna die? And they were like, probably. But you can watch Love After Lockup to pass the time. And I did. And the meltdown that woman had right outside of Once Upon a Child in Plato's Closet and Victor. Crazy.
Oh, that's incredible.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, these trash TV shows.
Okay, not to get too deep into it, but he started a fight with her here in Rochester. So he would piss her off so he could leave. And then he just hightailed it to Ohio to see his mistress. It was a great show. It really
great
was.
Show.
I really loved it.
Yeah, I mean, these mindless TV shows, they're getting the best of us. Even me. I mean, I should have been watching football yesterday. It's Sunday. Majority of it was spent watching season 9 of Love is Blind.
Like, here's the thing. I have rewatched Nobody Wants This like 5 times. I'm obsessed with it. And the new season comes out next week. God, I can't wait. Anyways, back to...
Let's go over to Lexi.
What's up, Lex?
Guys, help settle a debate this morning. If you're in a new relationship, don't you agree the minimum a guy should take you out on dates is 2 to 3 times a week? If you can't afford dinner, then why are you dating? 2 to 3 times a week, Lexi, it's not about a guy being able to afford it. I think it's more of him being able to recognize when to not date someone who treats relationships like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Let's go over to Liz.
What? I'm scared.
Elizabeth says, you're not a boss, babe. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, I'm sorry I had to say it. You're not a boss, babe. No, you can't be living
Girl
paycheck
boss.
To paycheck. No, I'm sorry.
Girl boss.
Entrepreneur.
I own my own business. You drive for Uber.
Somebody just said, bring back Neo.
I'm so sick of love songs.
That's our responsibility to do that. What happened to Neo?
They have a radio station. I don't know. Probably the same thing that happened to Sean Kingston. We talk about Sean Kingston one time. The next day, the feds are raiding his house with his mom.
Oh, I know. That's
insane. Yeah, I can't believe that happened.
Whatever happened to B.O.B.?
You're literally still obsessed with that guy.
I love him.
Danger's like, please stop putting songs in the log that I didn't register. You're like, no, I'll do it anyways.
That's the one. He always gets pissed off at me. He's like, oh, who's playing that moose? I didn't.
I'm like, I don't have control of the board.
Hey, guys, I work at Wegmans, and I just want to say people who forget their reusable bags at the store every time they shop are just lazy and eco-unfriendly. There, I said it.
That's a lot of admin, though.
I have 7 of those reusable bags. Never bring them.
7?
7.
I have like 37.
I never bring them.
I need to keep them in my car, I fear.
And that's the thing. I always am stuck with these stupid brown paper bags that don't have handles. If
Trader Joe's
can do
is
it.
Doing it right.
Wegmans,
you can do it.
They obviously
don't care because they're double bagging too.
And that's why the bags at Trader Joe's, I believe, are 10 cents as opposed to the ones you get at Wegmans for 5.
They don't charge you for bags at Trader Joe's. They just give them to you. They always have.
Are you sure?
Positive. Unless they raise their price to offset the cost. Which maybe they did. But Trader Joe's is elite. The problem is they don't have everything you need.
No, and everything's boxed.
Yeah. And people are dying from eating their food, so.
That's right.
These things happen.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Let's talk about our Buffalo Bills for 1 minute, shall we? The game is 7:15 tonight. And Bills are going to head out of town for the first time since week 2. For Monday Night Football.
Wait, that's crazy that it's, what, week 6?
Yes, already.
And they have only gone out once?
For an away game?
Yeah.
Now, where else did they play that was away? So Atlanta Falcons tonight. They're in Atlanta. This is going to be on ESPN. 7:15. Who else am I missing? I forget. There was another away game, I'm pretty sure. Last week, obviously, they were home against the Patriots. Lost 23-20 because...
Oh, yeah.
Breezy went to that game, and she's bad luck.
No,
it was just very sad, very disappointing loss, but it just goes to show you that any team can beat anyone on any given day. We just hate Stephon Diggs, you know?
Oh, me too.
It's always terrible when you lose by a field goal, too. But
I think they only – that was the only game they were away besides tonight.
Besides tonight,
it was the Jets.
The Falcons just had their bye week, so they'll be entering the game tonight against a – hopefully very focused Josh Allen. But, you know, tonight's a doubleheader, too. You got Bills in Atlanta Falcons, and then you have our boss's team, Chicago Bears, Mike Danger's team, going up against Washington Commanders. But, like, it's hard to believe. It's week 6 already. Guys, November is 2 weeks away. Is this the fastest year of our lives?
No, it's
where did 2025 go? It's wild to think about.
We blinked, and it was over.
No, it really was. I find this also amusing. I brought this up earlier in the show that a close buddy of mine, it's his first Bills game today, and he's going to Atlanta with his dad.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like why wouldn't you just go here?
Like, dude, they're an hour
experience
away.
Experience all of it, you know?
You know, I mean, you don't want your first Bills game to be at home, but whatever. People have their reasons. So that's tonight, 7:15 on ESPN. Hopefully the 2-2 Falcons will be 2-3 by tomorrow morning.
Period.
Coming up on the show, is confidence really a choice or something some people are just born with? Because you hear it all the time. Confidence is a mindset. You just got to choose it. Yeah. But is it really that simple?
There was a big debate going on over the weekend with my friends that half of us think it's a choice. Half of us think it's something that's just deep down within you. But I want to know what everybody else thinks, because honestly, I don't really know where I am with this. I can see both sides of the coin. We'll have that debate and talk about everything coming up next.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. If you lack confidence, you're not alone. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe it's within all of us, but is it a choice? Some people are just born with it. Some say, no, I've never had it to begin with.
But like, is that true? I was having this conversation with some of my friends recently, and they seem to believe that it is not a choice. And that is something that you are either have deep within you. And I can see it both ways. I was like, I believe that it is a choice. And I think there's things that you can do in life to level your confidence and give you more confidence, whether that be the way you look, how you're dressing, you know.
100% it is a choice.
Really?
Yes. And listen, that's my personal take on it, but we all do things sometimes when we don't want to do them. Like, despite being in fear, you try new things. You show up, you dress up, you act like you belong. And don't get me wrong, there are people who battle anxiety. There are people who battle trauma, mm-hmm. or deep insecurities wired right. from years of rejection or judgment, what have you.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we can choose to be happy. We can choose to have confidence.
Can you be happy without confidence?
Yeah, because it's a choice. I'm choosing to have a good day today, even though it's a Monday. I'm choosing to have fun and smile. All those guys that I go to LA Fitness with who are 90 years old and walking around in the gym locker room naked, I say it all the time. Where do you get your confidence from? You have no right doing any of that, but they choose to do it. Because it's a choice.
I think that confidence and delusion go hand in hand. I do. I really do. And I don't know if I'm as confident as I am delusional, truly. I think confidence is a skill. And I think it's something that you either were raised on or you weren't. I think I was raised to have all the confidence in the world. But then I look at my brother and like, that's not the same. But we grew up in the same household and we were raised the same.
Two different people who've had two different life experiences.
So that's what goes against me when I say, you know, it's how you're raised, because that's not always true. I think it is. It's not as cut and dry and as black and white of like, yeah, it's a choice or it's not a choice. I think,
right.
like I said, there's things that you can do. And everyone has that little voice in their head, right, that's telling them you're not good enough or insecurities. And it really comes down to whether you choose to listen to that voice or not.
Yeah, but you know.
Couldn't be me.
Right, right.
But I hear it, but I don't listen.
Since the day I met you, you've always come off extremely confident. But has there ever been times where deep down inside you don't feel confident?
150%.
But you still act it. That's a choice.
100%.
That's a choice. You made that choice.
Maybe, yes. But also, it's been second nature to me for so long that it's a choice that I'm choosing inadvertently. I'm not like looking at, you know, two balls in front of me and I'm like, I'm going to choose between one or the other. It's not like that. It's just second nature.
It depends on your setting.
It's not a choice. I don't know.
Listen, confidence can also be social. Because if you're conventionally attractive, the world is going to confirm it. You feel confident. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Correct.
But it's like going to the gym. You don't walk in jacked. You build it through repetition. It's the same thing with confidence. It grows when you do hard things.
Yeah. Confidence definitely comes when you, the old saying of practice makes perfect, right? the more you do something. And that's anything in life. That's the gym. That's your job. That's going out in social settings. I know a lot of people have social anxiety and they don't feel confident in group settings and things of that nature. I know a ton of people like that. I don't understand that because I fear that every time I walk in anywhere, I either own the room, command the room, or just blend in and
right.
you know, shoot some funnies every now and again.
No, of course. Yeah. It listen, confidence doesn't always feel good either. You know, I know it's hard, but like you can come off confident, but I've had this problem. We talked about it in the show. I suffer from sweaty hands, sweaty palm syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's you go up and you have to shake somebody's hand. Oh, God. I can only wipe them on my jeans so many times.
I'm like, ew, it's clammy.
It just gets uncomfortable.
It's clammy.
I'm confident, but deep down inside, I'm nervous. I'm choosing to ignore that nervousness.
One thing that pisses me off, and this is like more power to you, of course, but like people who come off as super confident, but deep down inside, they're the most insecure person
right.
you'll ever meet in your entire life. And it's like, it just goes to show they're really good at playing the game, I guess. But it's like, it's disingenuous to me, in my opinion.
Somebody's saying, tell me how I am supposed to choose confidence, though, when I have social anxiety and zero chill. I'd love to know.
I also have dealt with, sorry, I don't mean to like completely graze over that question because I don't have the answer to it. I've also dealt with situations where I fear I come off as like too confident, where I'm like talking too much or talking the most. And I feel like in my older years of life experience and growing, I've realized that like I don't need to be the loudest in the room. I don't need to be the one talking the most because
most people who are confident don't.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? They have less to say. But choosing confidence, going back to that question, it doesn't mean like you're pretending everything's fine.
Right.
It means you're showing up despite the anxiety, despite the pressure, despite the fear to look stupid, you know?
Yeah.
We risk that every day turning these mics
on.
That's
what we do every
day. Choosing confidence for you might look a lot different than somebody else, but right. I mean, you don't have to fake chill. You just have to stop letting fear make decisions for you.
Correct. So I think this is an important conversation to have because, like I said, I was just talking about it with my friends. We're all like basically in our 30s, right? So there's some life experience there. There's some situations that have happened under our belt. But for people who are listening to this right now who are either younger than that or older than that, I just don't think it's too late to start treating yourself and your surroundings with confidence.
100%.
Thanks for coming to our TED Talk.
Yeah. Like Christopher Columbus apparently had the smallest wiener, but I mean, the guy had the most confidence in the world.
He's
yeah.
a whole day named after him.
Look at,
I mean?
Look at, yeah, you guys are not even going to school today because of it.
I mean, it got ripped away from him a couple years back, but these things happen.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Does anyone know if blowing grass clippings into the street is illegal? Because I've been guilty of doing this in the past, and the message we got was very interesting. But a guy named Jerry.
Why have you done this in the past? You've never even owned a house.
Yeah, well, I help my parents sometimes, and I was cutting their lawn when they went away on vacation when they're in Europe, and I'm blowing grass clippings in the streets left and right. But he writes this message and he brings up a few good points on this one. And he says, hey, Moose and Breezy, go ahead and share this with your audience. People don't seem to realize that blowing grass clippings in the street is illegal. We have two dumbass neighbors who live across the street from us in Gates. And every time they mow their lawn, they take a leaf blower and blow the grass clippings into the street. And our next door neighbor has told them repeatedly that this is against the law and horrible for the environment. Because the clippings get washed down the drain, and with all the fertilizer and chemicals, it pollutes our water. If you are one of those people who do this, then please stop it. You're doing more damage than you think. Thank you. Jer-Bear in the house.
Confessed.
Is it really illegal to do this? Blow your grass clippings into the street? And I see people do it all the time. 585-252-9800. And if anyone can help us out here this morning, because Jerry from Gates says it's the worst thing you can do. I'm like, what?
He's like, literally, how do you figure? Even think about doing it, you're going to jail. So.
But at the same time, I'm not thinking about the water being polluted. I'm just thinking about the street being a mess. That's all I'm doing.
What do you mean the street being a mess?
Well, like, because you're just blowing it into the street and there's grass clippings everywhere.
Right. But
that looks like trash.
But how is that different than like just a leaf, like a tree having leaves shed it? Like,
well, here's the thing. I can understand the whole thing with, yes, the fertilizer and whatnot. That's washing down the drain and that could pollute the water. I get that. Leaves aren't, I don't think they're really doing that, are they? I mean, is this really illegal?
I mean, there's bugs and stuff on them.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, they filter it.
That are poisonous. So.
Listen, at the end of the day, we're all drinking and eating everything that's poisonous for us. It's in our food regardless.
Right. We live in America. What do you expect?
That's what it is. You know what I mean? You can go organic, sure. But does it matter?
Not necessarily. No.
Not necessarily. Mike says,
I didn't know this was illegal. Is it illegal?
Well, Mike is texting in. Let me see. He says, Jerry's right. It technically illegal in Monroe County. The grass goes into the storm drains and clogs them up. That can also cause flooding. I learned the hard way when we had to clean out our street drain last summer. Well, did that cost you any money?
Let us know.
Do you remember last year where I had a fit about cutting the lawn with all the flags? Sticking out of it? Because Frontier, whoever, comes and sticks flags in your yard, and then they leave for 4 or 5 months, and that's the end of it. So I removed all of them.
Yeah. And then there was a landmine underneath that nobody could place.
But good luck getting anyone to enforce it. Because I'm pretty sure the cops have bigger things to deal with.
I definitely don't think that you can. Like, there's no... And also, unless there's a camera footage of it, video footage, there's no way that you can be pinned for that. Because there's grass clippings
in everyone's yard. It's the most fun I have after the work is done is playing with the leaf blower. You have HOA when you move into your place in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So you won't be cutting a lawn.
No.
Oh, you're missing out on actually owning a home.
I don't think I am.
No.
I think I'm good on that.
How old were you? When was the last time you cut a lawn? Tell me you've done it at least once.
No, I have. I was on a rider. I mean, my parents haven't had a lawnmower in over 10 years, so I must have been like 14, 15 maybe.
That was the last time you did some hard work.
My parents were like,
hard labor.
Why are we spending 2 hours every Saturday cutting our lawn when we can just hire out?
Listen,
this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So, you know, I think there's two types of people in this world. Those that bag their grass trimmings when mowing the lawn and those that just let them fly all over the yard and the rest of the neighborhood.
Oh, I was going to say people who do their lawn and people who hire out. I think those are the two separate types of people.
We see it all the time. So this is interesting because a lot of us don't think about this, but someone just messaged in. It probably is illegal, but it's also dangerous too, because when those clippings get wet, they become super slippery and motorcycles and bikes can slide on them and lose control. That's interesting.
So what are you supposed to do with them?
Most people don't think about this, but those grass clippings can kill someone.
Oh my God, the drama.
I mean, they're not wrong. That's actually, they bring
You're supposed to bag them up and throw them away? That seems like a lot of admin.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Instead of blowing them all throughout the neighborhood. And we all have that one neighbor, right? Where they have the big tree in their yard and all of their leaves fall on your side of the fence.
That's just nature. You know, nature over nurture at the end of the day.
And my dad gets so pissed because that's the thing with our neighbor. All of their leaves and pollen and everything like that falls into the pool. So we have to wait to open up the pool and then we have to close it early.
Yeah. See, I feel like I'm so fortunate because we bought this house that we move into in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we don't have to deal with any of this. Everything's taken care of. My dream, my literal dream. Lawn work? Not
Listen.
For me? No. Couldn't be me.
Something, you don't know what it is yet, but there's going to be something that annoys you.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, yeah, that's just a Tuesday, but.
I mean, you have no idea who your neighbors are yet, but you are. I mean, you're sharing a wall, right? Mm-hmm. So, what is it, a townhome? It's a townhome, I think.
Yeah, it's a condo, but I mean, but I'm trying to think because the way it's set up, we're like not. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but.
What is it, like 4 units?
It is.
Okay.
But they're all like on different areas of the building. But I don't know. We'll see. I haven't been there yet. So.
Wet grass clippings are seriously dangerous. People don't realize they can cause real accidents. That came in from Chris. Yeah.
Get off your bike and walk it.
Yeah, so guys, listen, it is illegal to blow your grass clippings into the street, okay?
Moose here with all the hard and fast laws.
I'm just saying.
Just like we were talking about the fishing law the other day, and then someone was like, yeah, actually.
I didn't know you needed a license to fish. I had no idea.
I literally told you that 4 times.
And I'm like,
you know nothing. I'm like, you literally need a license. You can just pick it up at Walmart.
But in my head, I'm like, are they standing behind me and watching me cast a line?
Our coworker got a ticket.
I thought
they're having it one day expired.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
I'm learning so much on this show. You know what I mean? It's just wonderful.
It's literally just an educational tool for you.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Moose. Vibrant color, oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece.
That's right. It's another Monday already. Today, we're going to pay our respects to Diane Keaton, who passed away on Saturday at the age of 79 at her home in L.A. But I picked a movie that she did. Breezy, you've never seen this film.
I don't even know who this woman is. All my friends were like, guys, I'm flipping. She's dead. And I was like, who?
You do know who she is.
Grandma.
You do know who she is. She's an Oscar-winning actress. She was in The Godfather
3. I'm better with faces, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll go home tonight. You'll watch this film and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. 585-252-9800. If you happen to know the name of the film, feel free to guess. But this scene takes place on the streets of New York.
Okay.
My character and your character, they've been out a couple of times, but she has absolutely fallen in love with him. And he's just this absolute womanizer who just can't seem to commit, if you will. But she kind of loses it on him. So it's an emotional scene for your character,
okay,
if you will. So really let that shine through, will you?
I will do my absolute darnest.
All right. Well, any questions on your end?
I think I'm good.
Let's set the tone in the scene for New York City, shall we? Lights, camera, and action. I do like seeing you, and I do. I'm just always surprised by it.
Surprised by it? What was I thinking?
I have never lied. Listen, I have never lied to you. I've always told you some version of the truth.
The truth doesn't have versions, okay?
Now, you're a little bit more emotional and you've been crying, so you're heavy in the chest, okay? Right. I have never lied to you. I have always told you some version of the truth.
The truth doesn't have versions, okay?
Will you just cut me a little slack? My life has been turned upside down.
Mine too!
Well, then let's just slow down and get our bearings.
Evens. Enough with the typos. I can't do it.
Just okay, Breezy.
I've had my bearings this whole damn life. My whole damn life. Listen to me. I felt something with you that I really never knew existed. Do you know what it's like after 20 years of marriage to feel something for another person? You know what? It's not your problem. It's my problem. Taxi!
Erica, Can you wait just a second? The truth is, I don't know how to be a boyfriend.
That's what you have to say after all of this? You don't know how to be a boyfriend?
It's not a small thing, Erica.
Are we done?
I don't know.
Oh my God! I can't believe this. Taxi!
And cut. Well done, Breeze. Well done. Okay, well, I'll give you a second to just catch your breath there. What is the name of that film we just acted out for Mooster Piece Theater? So this movie was from 2003.
And
yes, like we said, it stars Oscar-winning Diane Keaton. And in honor of her passing, we had to act out.
How did she die? How old was she? What happened?
She was 79.
That's not that old.
No, and they think, I mean, her health was declining, but it sounded like it was sudden and came out of nowhere.
God.
Somebody's asking, is Jack Nicholson also in this movie? Yes, along with Keanu Reeves. And yes, somebody did guess it's Something's Gotta Give from 2003. This is a comedy romance.
Okay.
Similar to last week's film, which was also a comedy romance. What was it? Was it Meet the Parents?
Yeah.
I think something like that.
Yeah.
So, Breezy.
We should really start doing scary movies.
Yeah, we're going to. But honestly, I just, you know, with
everything that happened over the weekend.
Yes. You're going to love this movie, though, too, because I know you're into these types of films.
This is like one of my mom's favorite movies, so I wish she was home to watch it, but that's totally fine.
Is it? Me and your mother have really the same taste when it comes to films.
I really do think that.
Yeah, she's a huge fan of The Human Centipede. I mean, who doesn't like watching somebody's mouth get sewn to somebody else's ass, you know?
Mouth to ass. Yeah, for sure. A lot of mouth to ass play.
So Something's Gotta Give is on the agenda for tonight. You'll bring that in tomorrow and review it. Hopefully a decent score, Breezy.
I mean, I can't wait to find out who this Diane woman is everyone keeps talking about. She's crushing it.
She was, yes. PXY Mornings, you got Moose and Breezy.
PXY is free. And always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Does it take a village to raise a child? Yes or no?
That's what they say. That's the old wise tale. It takes a village. Takes everyone.
Why is it a wise tale?
I don't know. Old saying, wise tale, whatever. Call it what you must. But I've heard it time and time and time again. It takes a village to raise a child. It's a group effort. It's a group project. It's a collective. Okay, well, I fear that saying only applies when that person is helping you in the way that you want them to.
I feel like there's a hot take coming on here, but go ahead.
I'll tell you what I mean by that. I think that is the hot take. I think that it takes a village to raise a child is bogus. It takes a village to raise a child to help you do tasks that you need help with. You don't want someone to parent your child the way you wouldn't want them to be parented. For example, I didn't do this on Saturday, but I was at my wit's end and very close.
Okay.
Me and two of my friends went to go get pho.
Oh,
and
my favorite.
It was a cold, rainy day.
Sure
and
was.
I was like, I need it.
Let's go get some soup.
Right now. So we go to this restaurant. It's a hole in the wall. There's probably six tables in the whole place. Like, it's not a big spot.
Okay.
Not a lot of space. Totally fine. Most of those places normally, I mean, like, are some of the best if they're smaller, right? Less product to pump out, more time being, you know, intimate. The chef knows all of us by name. It's fine. There's a family in there. It's like a woman, maybe her friend, maybe her partner, I'm not really sure, and two kids, a girl and a boy. And they are just taking those chopsticks and they are banging them together like they're in a rock band, like they're playing rock band.
It's hard to ignore that when you're in a place that only has six tables.
Correct. And they just kept going and going and going. And I looked at my friend dead in the face and I said, I'm gonna snap the chopsticks. I'm gonna go over there and I'm going to snap the chopsticks. And we were just at our wit's end. And I got thinking, not that I ever would, because again, I don't know these people. You don't know what they're capable of. You don't know what they're capable of. No, I don't know really what's going on in that kid's head. Like, he could be dangerous, right? So they're the most unpredictable beings out there, besides dogs. So I'm like, this is just so annoying. But you know what? If I were to go say something to that child slash parent, I would look like the ass.
Oh, of course.
It's my fault. But it's like, parent your child. And it's so annoying that, like, my head just keeps going back to the saying of, like, it takes a village. Like, you know, you need all the help in the world to raise a kid. Okay, but when I or anyone, it's not just me, when anyone offers help or guidance, they're met with nothing but dismay. Nothing but...
Not always.
I'd say 80% of the time. Everyone gets so butthurt. And listen, I'm not a parent. I hope to be a parent one day. And maybe I'll feel differently about this when I actually am a parent. But I just think it's so fake, that saying alone, because you don't want the help unless it's exactly the way that you would do it.
Well, not
or
only...
Or it's a ride somewhere or something along the lines.
I mean, there's a couple of things that come to mind here. Is one, the parents are just like, you know, at this point, they're just tone deaf to it. They're just absolutely checked out. They've had enough. The other thing is I'm really curious and wondering how many people have actually lost it on another person's child when they're out in public. Because there are some people who have no problem disciplining other people's kids.
And then it's not appropriate.
No, but there are some people and some parents are like, thank you for that. Johnny.
Well, remember what I did with the chicken?
At the diner?
At Steve's Diner?
Yeah.
Oh, I lost it. I lost it. Breezy, and the parents didn't even know.
Lost it on some poor little kid at the diner.
Not poor at all. He threw a metal chicken at my head.
This reminds me of the time when I was traveling from, where was I going? L.A. to Florida. And this kid in the back of me was ruthless, just kept kicking my seat. And I was just wondering, throughout that entire flight, how long it was going to take the dad sitting next to him to say something, anything.
They don't.
Anything.
They don't.
Never did.
They don't
care. I finally had to stand up and look at him.
Yeah.
I had to stare him down. I didn't use my words. I just gave him the look my father used to give me.
Like, he was try like, I don't it know
again. You. Try it again.
He's like, I don't know you. I'm going to keep kicking.
And that's what he did.
These kids are just like so disrespectful too. Like they don't, like kids don't expect, like respect authority. Also, they like barely respect their parental authority. So why are they going to respect you, a random stranger? And where are you as a parent going to step in and say, hey, Johnny, maybe we don't bang the chopsticks together like we're playing Guitar Hero?
Yep.
Like, what are we doing
and
here?
See, this is the thing. This is my thing, too. It's not my kid. It's not my business. I just keep my head down.
Correct. But also, you're making it everyone's business by being in a restaurant with six tables and having your child practice for... you know, battle of the bands. Like, I don't know what's happening. This person says, it does take a village, and this is coming from someone who doesn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
It is insanely difficult to maintain a relationship with your spouse and keep up with your mental health when you don't have help at all. This is not an excuse for you not parenting your child, though.
Yeah, 100%. somebody said, I lost it on a kid who kept pushing mine at the playground. His dad was on his phone the whole time. I don't regret a thing.
I think that's different, though. I think there is something to be said for, like, me just being there in a restaurant being annoyed. Like, I'm an adult. I can figure it out. I can move past it. But
someone puts hands on your kid?
Right. When your kid's involved or you're defending someone else, like the chicken thing, like, that was different because they weren't throwing the chicken at me. They were throwing the chicken at someone next to me.
Can you explain this chicken?
Yeah.
So, it's ceramic. What is it?
So it was metal. It was a metal chicken.
Terrible decor.
It truly was horrible. Horrid. And I was out at a diner and there was booths on either side of this like ledge in the middle. And this kid was on the other side of the booth and the whole ledge was like littered with different antiques and decor and things of that nature. And there was this metal chicken and the kid kept pushing the chicken over the ledge and it would fall on the table on the other side of him. And he did it once. And I thought it was an accident. And then he proceeded to do it again. And I I lost it. I grabbed the chicken out of the neighboring booth next to me. I held it up over my head. I looked over and I said, "Knock it off." And I took the chicken and I put it on my table.
There it is.
Don't mess with me.
Don't mess with Breezy. Not when she's eating.
I don't care if you're 5 or if you're 55. Don't mess with me.
So basically what it comes down to is if your kid is throwing food in a restaurant and you're ignoring it, don't get mad when somebody says something.
100%. Don't look at me like I'm the bad guy. Parent your child.
You came to eat. You didn't come to dodge nuggies.
No, or metal chickens flying in the air.
It
or
takes
chopsticks.
Guys, hey.
It goes in my ear. I'm like, okay.
Hey, takes a village. Chin up.
Oh, only the village you want, though.
That's right.
Such bogus.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.